Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministry and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful to God for another opportunity to come before our listening audience with some empowerment on today. We are so fortunate today to have as our special guest a very beautiful and talented, anointed, gifted one, Ebony Rufus, an empowered woman. Ebony, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you,
You are certainly welcome. Ebony and I have known each other for quite some years, and how we became was because of her mom. Yeah, I worked with her mom some years ago, and I needed my nails done. And she was like, girl, go to my daughter, Ebony. And there it started.
That was 1998.
And from this point until now, I have watched from a distance great things Ebony is doing. She is an entrepreneur at heart. She's done several things. She currently is a real estate broker and an owner of a nail spa, and she's just doing some tremendous things. So, Ebony, thank you again. We're excited to have you. You are, as I see it, truly an empowered woman. So we're going to talk about a little bit. You posted something this morning on Facebook, and I told you in the comments, we're going to talk about this. Because what you stated in that post was so wonderful and so empowering. So first and foremost, you can tell us a little bit about yourself that you want our listening audience to know, and then we'll start with our conversation.
Okay. All right. Well, my name is Ebony. I will be 40 years old this year. I was born April 3rd. I have four beautiful children. I have two sons and two daughters, Armand, 19, Isaiah 17, Amaria 9, and my youngest, Ania, which is 1. I started doing nails in my mom's kitchen. Of course, that was like in 1993. She kicked me out. She told me that she was tired of the smells, that I needed to woman up and go in the salon where I'm supposed to be. So with her and the support of her and my grandmother, who has always had my back, both of them, I moved to a salon, and it's been on and popping ever since then. And I'm going to tell you, it's been truly through the grace of God, because when I was going to VCU, I got pregnant with my son, and I knew then that I did not want to work for anyone. I did not know how. I just knew I had this talent that God has given me to do nails. And with that talent, I said, you know, I want to be there for my family, provide for my family, and I don't want to have to be stuck working for someone. So I prayed about it. I got in the Word, and I wrote about it, and it just happened. And with God, it's been going forward ever since then.
Amen. Amen. The Word tells us to write the vision and make it plain, that men may see it, they can run with it. Amen, and I believe that's what you've done as you have accomplished in just such a short time. But we're going to talk about this. So your post, don't allow your past mistakes and failures to dictate your future, exclamation, yes. Ask yourself this, what did I learn from it? How did it make me better? How can I help someone else? Mm-hmm. Turn it into a testimony, you claim. So let's talk about it. As you have progressed in your entrepreneurial endeavors, mistakes, what did you learn from it?
Oh, my gosh, it's been so many mistakes. It's been so many mistakes, and every mistake has been when I walk out of line with God. It's crazy because it seems as if with me, whenever I was broken, whenever I needed repairing, whenever I just made my mistakes through God's grace and mercy, He used it to help me pour into other people, and He poured into me. And with that, I'm like, I can't be selfish with how this grace is just covering me. I have to be able to help somebody else with it. And I mean, you know, I'm going to go back to when I was when I was 19 in college and I had my son, you know, that was, I went through some relationship problems then that kind of devastated me. And I was like, man, what am I going to do? So my church, my home church, Pilgrim Journey Baptist Church, they had a women's conference and a pastor there by the name of Sybil Jones. I'll never forget her. She told me, she said, you know, you need to journalize. You need to write everything down. Mm-hmm. And although I was pregnant, she told me to always keep a journal, always write down and watch how God speak to me with that. And through the course of time, that's exactly what he has been doing from the point when I was just broke. I mean, trying to put pennies together to pay this and pay that, writing checks to do this and do that. He was like, look, I want you to start this business. And I'm like, how in the world am I going to do this with a baby? And, you know, mm-hmm. just how am I going to do this? So I wrote it down. And as I started reading the Bible and writing everything down, it's like no matter what, he gave me the strength to be able to open the businesses that I have. And I never had to get a loan for it. I never had to Amen. Get anything for it. I wrote my business plan in my journal. I talked it over with God, and he just made ways from church giving me furniture from my parent, you know, from my mom and my grandmother and just my family, my support team. They really had my back, even until right this day, right this
awesome.
Second, they had my back. It's just, it's amazing at what God want to do for you. You just have to trust him and believe and do that. You know, I've always had a scripture that I made sure I held on to, and I had this mm-hmm. on my business card, and it was actually two scriptures. The first scripture was Isaiah 54:17, and it said, no weapon mm-hmm. formed against me. And it's crazy. With that verse on my business card, I had my business card made, and Valerie, you might not know it, but you came to me at the Ritz, and we talked about that, and you said no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and it's crazy because
wow.
years later, we're here on this blog talking
wow.
about
wow.
talking about it. And my next verse was Philippians 4:13, and it said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
throughout everything that goes on in life, if you stay focused and you just don't get sidetracked, don't let your trials and tribulations break you, then you can
mm-hmm.
do all things through Christ who strengthens you, no matter what, no matter what mistakes you made, no matter what you might have done in the past. We gotta learn how to let all of those mistakes, all of those problems, all of those things help build us up and learn from it. Because the key point is, what did I learn and how did it make me better?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
That's really whatever you. I tell anybody, whenever you go through any type of test or trials or anything, you have to know that it's really not for you. It's for you to help somebody else.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's Psalms 37. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth. And I think that's pretty much what you're speaking to. That yeah, you had some mm-hmm. challenges and some downfalls. But you weren't cast down to the place of, I'm not going to recover. Why? Because the Lord was upholding you the whole time, and it was just about you learning the lesson and seeing the wisdom and everything that you encountered to make you the mm-hmm. strong, empowered woman that you are today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Wow.
And it even goes to show, even with owning businesses, how God has grace and mercy with that too. Because ever since the cat from like 1993 to this present time, you know, I've opened numerous businesses and partnered with some great partners. And I do want to give a big shout out to LaFawn Burton. That was my first partner that I ever had that showed me a lot about business. I want to give a great shout out to Dion Hughes, which is always going to be my partner in the industry. She really
mm-hmm.
opened the door for me when I was going to just shut down and say, I don't even want to do nails anymore. She encouraged me, and we ended up being partners and having a successful business for some years. And I just really wanted to say that whenever you start in a business, you don't have to do it by yourself. It's no such thing as you can't partner, females can't partner, black people can't partner. That's so not true, because my businesses have always strived through great partnerships with great people.
Amen.
Great people. And however, I have made some mistakes. I think the biggest mistake, and this was my biggest fall in any business. Oh my gosh, this was my biggest fall. My husband at the time, we opened a club. And at first, you know, it was supposed to be this nice jazz club. It was out of town. And with that club, you know, we started going against our business plan. Focusing more on the profit and the money and the fame and the just everything outside of God's will. And when I tell you, that was the biggest hit, and it cost me a lot. It cost us a lot. It cost us the marriage. It cost us the home. It cost us the divorce and everything. So I feel that for God to pick, and I'm going to say both of us up, because I must say right now we are really, really good friends, and we still have a real estate company that we have together. So there is a relationship after. So I must say that with that, we have truly, truly grown and been blessed, and it was nothing but God's grace, because outside of that, he still allowed me to have indulged, to have other businesses after that fall, because after that fall, it's like, wow, how in the world will I ever get back up from this right here, you know, everything. And it really, it was through the grace of God and journalizing and looking back at the journal, it's like, wow, even from my kids, at a time when I had my daughter, Amaria, I was going through a lot, and I wrote in my journal on February the 16th, 2005. It was like God speaking to me, you're going to have this beautiful daughter. Her name is going to be Amaria. And guess what? It happened like almost a year. It happened exactly how he instructed it was going to happen, and how this business is going to be birthed as well, and that business. And it's just amazing how he speaks to you through your journal.
Yeah. Amen. 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 That's good. That's good. So based on just what you've shared so far, when you look back over the mistakes, it has made you better. And for those who are watching you, you know, people from a distance will see you on Facebook or Instagram or any of those places and say, wow, Ebony's got it going on. They would never know. They would never stop to think that Ebony's been through some stuff. Ebony's had some challenges in life. Ebony's had to face some things. And as you said, had not been for God, for his grace and his mercy, which is renewed daily, had it not been for that, you might not be looking at the same Ebony.
And, you know, it's crazy, because one thing about being broken, it humbles you, because it puts you on your knees. And I must say, there is a strong power with being on your knees. It's a strong, humbling power, because at that moment that you are most broken, that you are most hurt, that you are most going through, you come to realize that grace and mercy covers you, because it's always somebody that's going through something worse than you. And then it's crazy, because God will always bring people to encourage you, to uplift you, and to help you be the best that you can be. And I realize with me, when I'm going through something, that's when I need God the most, and that's when he uses me the most, because it humbles you and it makes you get on your knees. And the thing is, not to just get on your knees when you're going through something, but to stay on your knees at all times, no matter what.
Amen.
And with that, that's the power. That's the power, and it's power in your praise, too. So I don't let it show when I'm going through something, because I know that my God is higher than whatever I'm going through. And I know it's just temporary. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my testimony is going to help somebody else. And that's what I'm here for.
Amen. Amen. You in 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. For he cares for you.
Yes.
And he cares. Yes. He cares enough about us to allow us to learn some lessons, and some more painful than others. But because he is who he is, and because he loves us the way that he does, we endure, and we end up being that testimony for him.
Yes.
So empowered woman that you are.
Mm-hmm.
what's on your heart this morning? What would you just share? What would you share? I'm listening. Empower me, Ebony.
I would share if God has given you a vision, it's no such thing as a small vision, but if God has given you a vision to do something, please be true to that vision and be true to yourself to do it. If he's given you just some type of guidance that he wants you to do something, whether it's open up a school, a salon, a spa, whether it's to minister to somebody, whether it's to whatever it is, go for it. Because one thing, if you think positive on what he's told you, those thoughts become things. You are what you think. It's very important that you hold on to that and don't let anything discourage you. And also, I would say to walk in your power, because he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us 2,000 years ago. And Jesus has given us that power to do whatever it is that God has told us to do. So with that, I think that you're supposed to walk, and we have to learn how to walk in that power and to know that and not keep asking God for this, asking God for that. Yeah, we do ask, but at some point, when are you going to thank God for giving it to you? When are you going to say, Lord, I just thank you? When are you going to walk in that faith? And you know that faith without works is dead. So when are you going to stir it up and make it work for you and be the best that God wants you to do? And know that your life, God writes the book of your life. You know, it's different chapters in your life. And for each chapter, you should be moving forward from each one. If you fall, get back up. Because what does it say? A saint is just a sinner who fell down, right? So no matter what you have done, whatever you're called to do, no matter how big, no matter how small, go for it. Make it happen. Don't get discouraged. And also be careful of who you talk to, because a lot of people, you know, unfortunately, they may not be praying for you, but they could be praying against you. They could be stalking your Facebook page to see what you have going on so that they can pray against you. So that's when you have to build up your faith. You have to know that word. You got to get some word in you, and you have to be able to fight that battle. You need to cover yourself with the whole entire armor of God and know that what God has for you is for you. Everybody has their own walk. Everybody has their own ministry. Everybody has their own talk. So I would encourage you to do your talk, do your dance, walk your walk, do your thing, because with God, all things are possible.
Amen, amen. I'm glad that you said that, because it is unfortunate. I think some years ago I was in a prophetic council, and we were talking about the place that held the greatest treasures will have been buried with their purpose still in them. They've not done what God placed them in the earth to do. And I think that it is very important that each person understands their purpose. You know why God placed you here. And what's unfortunate, Ebony, is that for so many, they have no clue what their purpose is. They go about doing what they see others do, saying what they hear others say, but never trusting the assignment that God has given them, because sometimes they think it's too insignificant, because if I'm not being seen and not being heard and I'm not with a certain crowd, then what he gave me doesn't matter, but it does matter to him. You know, like next week we're doing a summit around Ephesians. All things fit jointly together. Everybody, you know, it supplies the whole. And if I understand what I'm to do in empowerment place, and you understand what you're to do in the marketplace, and someone else in entertainment, and someone else under the steeple and behind the wall, whatever it is that God has called you to, purposed you to do in the earth, that's what you need to be focusing on. That's doing your due, you know, walking the walk and talking your talk. And that's why I believe in my heart you've been successful, because you understand purpose. You understand why God placed you in the earth. And outside of being an entrepreneur, your life is teaching others how to live successfully. And,
and you know,
through your good and your bad.
And you know, it's crazy, because I realized a long time ago that me doing nails, that was my ministry, because when you think about it, I'm touching so many people. So many people want their nails done, and so many people come into salons with problems, you know. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. This right here, if I can help somebody and I can help save a soul if I can minister to somebody, that's what I'm going to do. And the best way to minister to them, instead of gossiping, instead of talking about this person and that person, this, and the other, use it positive. And I noticed that when you use your business to bless somebody else, to minister to somebody else, it has no choice but to be blessed. And when the devil comes and tries to throw them box at you, it's covered. And you just have to make sure you know that word and make sure you are covered, covered, covered through prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, because I know that we even pray at the table. Amen.
Yeah.
I think of the time when you've done my nails and, you know, we're right there in the middle of it. Okay, God, yes, what do you say? And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's truly a blessing. We have some callers on the line. If there's anyone on the line this morning and you have a question for our empowered woman, press gladly bring you on in these next few moments. Wow, I'm excited. So, you are a broker in the state of Richmond. Ooh. Well, we do have a caller. Richmond, Virginia. 47169. Bringing you on. Good morning and welcome. Do you have a question for our empowered woman this morning?
Good morning. Yes, this is her cousin, Keisha. I just wanted to, one, say give honor to God. He's ahead of my life, and also just to say how proud I am of her. I'm emotional because I'm seeing this little girl, my little cousin, grow up, and the word is like really, God is really, really blessing her. But my question is, with what you went through, how are you using that to keep your children rooted in the word and not get wrapped up into all the bullying and social media attacks?
Well, this is what I do, and even with my son, my oldest son, being in the Army, I feel and I believe, and anybody that knows me will tell you that a family that pray together, stay together. So every morning, even with my son being in the Army away, we pray. We pray before we go to bed. We pray on our way to school, and my kids are some powerful prayer warriors because my grandmother and my mother brought us up in the Word, and I'm going to tell you, that's what I do for my children. And it's been times, I'm going to give you an example. This morning, right before this call, the devil tried his best to get me, and he did not. And my daughter said, Mommy, I'm going to pray for you. Let's pray. And you know, we prayed and we prayed. And we thank God, and we just pray. Even my youngest one-year-old was, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it's like we pray, and we know. I make them read the word with me. And then my children know about journalizing also and how important it is to write it down because it encourages you when you go through something to look back at the things that God has brought you on. So I can say that praying with my children morning and night, praying over my children morning and night, teaching them how to pray, taking them to church, taking them to Bible study. And, you know, my pastor, oh, my God, Reverend Lance Watson, he is on fire, and he really helped me out and my children just by listening to the word because they can relate, and he preaches to them, even with my son watching it online while he's away. That really encourages them to be the best that they can be no matter what. And my children encourages me more than anybody. I'm going to tell you, they have my back through prayer every time I need them. They see me crying, they see my tears, and they are right there wiping them and praying for me.
That's a blessing.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you so much for your question.
You're welcome. Thank you. Love you, cousin.
Love you. I love you.
All right.
Amen, amen. Praying together, staying together. It does work. It does work.
Yes, yes.
We thank God
I'm
for that.
Like, people who aren't really familiar with journalizing in their book, I'm going to let you know that it's real powerful. It's ways that you can kind of, like a lot of times, a lot of people have come to me and say, well, it seemed like when I pray and when I read the Bible, I'll either A, get sleepy, or I'll start thinking about what I need to do, what I need, you know, this, that, and the other. What I've come to realize is that when you have a journal and a Bible side by side, as you're writing, it kind of keeps your focus on what's going on in that right now moment. It's not allowing you to go and think about this and think about that. And then it helps you because you can vent on paper and it slows your mind down so that you're not just going. It makes you stop, think, write, pray, and focus. So I would say, you all who don't journalize, write it down, journalize, write your plans and visions down. And if I'm not mistaken, that's in Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision down, write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Amen.
And whatever
Amen.
You do, whatever you have.
Amen. Amen. So we're down to our last couple minutes on the broadcast, Ebony. So anyone that's interested in experiencing hand-on Ebony's touch, how can they find you?
Well, I'm going to give you my website. My website is IndulgeSalonAndSpa.com. We're located on Midlothian, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. Located on Midlothian, and our prices, I was blessed with a wonderful team with Indulge staff. You can book with us right online, and you can make your comments, you can communicate with us online, but most of all, come and see us. We would love to have you. We would love to have you in our facility, and it's in Richmond.
Amen. And along with her salon, she would love to be your realtor. Tell them a little bit about your real estate. Come on.
It's funny because I was kind of put into real estate because we were investors first, and we started
mm-hmm.
looking at all of the money that the real estate agents were making. So, you know, they were like, you need to become a real estate agent. So I did, and my goal was just to be an agent just for me to invest. But it seemed that I specialized in first-time home buyers because I kind of
mm-hmm.
walked them through it and made the transaction easy for them and confident. And most of all, I prayed with them. So
Amen.
The business, we were blessed with the business through Earl Ricks. He gave us the business that was already established with real estate. That was in 2008. We've currently brought on a new partner, Patricia Pringle, which I'm blessed to have her, and Carl Scott, and my ex-husband, Fred Rufus, I
Amen.
Must say, all of us are partners, and we are doing the daggone thing for real estate. We have 16 real estate agents. It's called Ricks & Associates, Ricks & Associates LLC, and that's in Richmond, Virginia also. And the website is ricksandassociates.com. We're located right by Willow Lawn off of Broad Street, 4915 Radford Avenue.
Amen.
And the phone number
Amen.
Is 804. My direct number is 804-223-0236. And
Amen.
I specialize in funds, first-time home buyers, investment, commercial, residential, land, everything.
Amen. She should be your realtor.
I should be your
Amen.
Realtor.
Amen. Ebony, I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being on with me today, for sharing a little bit about your story and how you've overcome and truly become an empowered woman, not just for yourself, but for your family and for those who are associated with you far and near. It is our prayer as you continue that God will give you the desires of your heart because he can trust you with it. And I speak that to you. I speak that to you by the unction of the Holy Ghost. So we thank you. Listen, thank you so much for joining us today. I feel refreshed and empowered. But tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m., we will be right back here with an empowerment message. Evangelist Hope Brogdon will be joining me in the morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about iron sharpening iron. So if you're available, check us out tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Ebony, we here at Empowerment Place love you so much. And if there's
love
ever
you.
Anything we can do to help you, please don't hesitate to let us know, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Very humbled to be on here. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Listeners, we encourage everyone, do something every day to empower yourself. And it's our prayer that once you've been empowered, you'll take the responsibility to empower someone else. You've got to know that the power to do and to be resides in you. You are the key to your own empowerment. Use my key. We love you. God bless you. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Until then, God bless and have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.